Dear parents and carers, welcome to this week's newsletter for the 26th of June 2026. Firstly, thank you to everyone for their support and understanding during the recent spell of very warm weather. The heat has brought its challenges, but I've been so pleased with how well our children and staff have coped, showing great resilience, care and flexibility. Thank you for helping us keep everyone safe, comfortable and ready to enjoy their learning. New classes and transition day. On Friday the 3rd of July, we will be holding our transition day for pupils in year R to year 5. During this day, children will spend time with their new class teacher and begin to find out more about life, what life will be like next year in school. Although they will not be moving into their new classroom just yet, this will be a valuable opportunity for them to ask questions, build relationships and feel more prepared for the year ahead. Over the past few weeks, we've been taking part in special assemblies to help us think about the changes ahead and how we can approach change with confidence, courage and a positive mindset. From September, our classes will move to single year groups rather than the mixed year groups that some children are currently in. After listening to pupil and staff voice, we've decided to introduce new class names that reflect our school vision, celebrating our journey of growth from the smallest seed to the largest of trees. This also provides a structure that will allow our school community to continue to grow in the years ahead. I'm pleased to share your child's new class names and teachers for the next academic year. Our support staff will continue to work across classes to support all children, rather than being assigned to one specific class, so their names have not been included below. Year R will be called Acorns and their teacher will be Miss Colcutt. Year 1 will be called Willow and their teacher will be Miss Sweetman, who is a new teacher to the Rosherville team from September. Year 2 will be called Rowan. Their teacher will be Mr. Easton. Year 3, Birch. Their teacher will be Miss Core. Year 4, Sycamore, and they have Mrs. Henriksen. Year 5 will be called Cedar, and they have Mrs. Foster. And year 6 will be called Oak, and their teachers are Mrs. Burrow and Mrs. Hicks. Trust Charity Day. I'm pleased to announce and share that as a trust, we raised £2,859.74 for Cancer Research UK last term. Well done, everyone, and thank you for being so generous. Some reminders from previous newsletters. Our new site coffee events. A reminder that we're holding information sessions for our new site that begin next week. It's very important that a parent or carer attends one of the planned sessions so you know where your child should go on our first day back in September, what the school is like and has to offer, and also so you have the opportunity to ask the transition team any questions you may have. Next week, we have sessions on Tuesday the 30th of June for years 3 to 5 in the afternoon at 2:30. And on Thursday the 2nd of July for year R to year 2, again at 2:30 p.m. Uniform expectations. As the weather is cooling off again next week, from Tuesday of next week, we will be reverting back to our usual uniform expectations. These were detailed in last week's newsletter and can be found on our school website. On Monday, we have our PTA Crazy Clothes Day in exchange for a small donation. So children will be needing to wear their school uniform from Tuesday of next week. Teddy Tombola. During our Enterprise Day on the 7th of July, the staff will be running a Teddy Tombola. If you have any pre-loved teddies that you think may like a new home and that you're happy to donate, please bring them into school and give them to a member of staff on the school gate. Champions arrive ready. England are still in the World Cup and have won one match and drawn another, so we are continuing our World Cup attendance incentives throughout the tournament to help encourage children to be in school and on time with our theme of Champions arrive ready. Don't miss out. Congratulations to Donaldson, Ralph and Morpurgo classes for having good attendance this week and therefore gaining extra teams for their class. Also, congratulations to Ralph for topping our attendance league table this week. Our Term 6 activities remain the same, with PE days on Mondays and Thursdays. And swimming will commence again on Thursday for year three and year four next week. Our dates for our diary can be found on our newsletter, which is on our website. Next week, we have Monday the 29th of June, PTA Crazy Clothes Day. Tuesday the 30th of June is the new site information coffee afternoon for year three to five at 2:30. Wednesday the 1st of July is our teddy bears picnic for our new reception starters at 2 p.m. And Thursday the 2nd of July, we have our new site information coffee afternoon for year R to year two, again at 2:30 p.m. There's also a year six transition day for secondary school, but our year sixes have been sent information by their new schools. And on Friday the 3rd of July, as mentioned earlier, is our year six transition day to secondary school and our transition day for current pupils from year R to year five. Our PTA will also be holding a tuck shop after school on Friday the 3rd of July. I wish you all a lovely weekend. Best wishes, Mrs. Martin.